For decades, Bletchley Park, or Station X as it was codenamed, was one of Britain's best-kept secrets.
I was interviewed by three old men who were probably rather less than half my present age. I don't know their names. They didn't tell me their names.
As war clouds gathered across Europe in the 1930s, this fading country estate in Buckinghamshire, spread over 50 acres, was to become the wartime base for an eclectic band of codebreakers employed by the government codes and cipher school.
They said that I would be employed as a civilian by the War Office, given a bit of training, and then sent somewhere in the United Kingdom.
On my CV, I said that I'm a German speaker, and at the time they were looking for linguists, so I was interviewed by an intelligence corps officer, and at the end of it, he gave me a rail warrant and said, get yourself to Bletchley. Well, I hadn't the slightest idea, A, where it was, and B, what went on there.
The cover story was that you're working in the Foreign Office and your official address is Room 47 Foreign Office. But it only takes 10 seconds thought to figure out there's something a bit fishy going on there. Why on earth would you put somebody as undiplomatic as Alan Turing in a Foreign Office role? What secret work would you give mathematicians to do? It didn't take the family very long to figure out that it must be something to do with code breaking.